Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, and we're going to be finishing up the Siman, this very long Siman that dealt with so many of the Isurim and the Nihugim of the 9 days, Shavua Shechalbo, the 3 weeks. And we now come to Sif Yud Zayin. Tovli Zohar Miloimar Shechiyanu Bein HaMitzarim Al Pri O Al Malbush. He says it's very appropriate to refrain from reciting a Shechiyanu during Bein HaMitzarim, during the whole 3 weeks, on a fruit or on new clothes. Aval Al Pidyon HaBen Aimer. But you could say a Shechiyanu on a Pidyon HaBen Velo Yachmitz HaMitzvah, in order not to delay mitzvah. V'chein, the Ramah adds, v'chein b'pri, shelo yimotze achar tishabav, mutter levarech ula'achla bein ha-mitzarim. And he adds, the same is true regarding fruit that will no longer be available after tishabav and is permitted to recite the bracha and eat it during the bein ha-mitzarim. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this Sif Katan Sadi Ches. Toiv Lizar Miloima Shechiyanu Afal Gav Da Filu Ovel Mivara Shechiyanu. Even an Ovel recites a Shechiyanu, Yikomakom Yamim Elu Kemen Shazmana Uz Man Puranus, still, since these days, the whole Zman is a Zman of Puranus, Ein Kedai Loimar Shechiyanu. It's a time that Klal Yisrael had a terrible tragedy. Ein Kedai Loimar Shechiyanu Lazman Hazeh. It's not Kedai to say it. Yagra B'Be'uru Cholek Alzeh V'Kasav Duhu Chumra Yisera. The Gra, he disagrees and writes that this position is really overly machmir. Therefore, he says, right, V'chein Ataz Mefak Beik Bazeh, and the Taz also is not so keen on it. Yalkein B'Shabbos Ein L'Hachmer Bazeh. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, on Shabbos, one need not be machmir. Zivalav Hachi Abei Achronim Maskimin L'Hakel B'Shabbos. Because regardless, many Achronim are maskim to be makel on Shabbos to say a Shechiyanu. So he says, and it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that it would be appropriate to be machmir the whole 3 weeks, not to go ahead and wear a garment or eat a fruit that will generate a Shechiyanu, except on Shabbos, where one can be makel. Now, there is a machlokes brought down in the Sefer Nechemes Yisrael, whether one is allowed to recite the bracha of Atova Meitiv during the 3 weeks. Kafachayim, in the name of the Sefer Halachas Ketanos, he maintains that those who do not recite Shechiyanu should also refrain from reciting Hatov Hameitiv, since they're basically essentially the same bracha, except that Shechiyanu is recited when an individual benefits from a new item, and Hatov Hameitiv is recited when multiple people benefit from the object. In the Nechemes Yisrael, he then goes on and he notes that there's a machlekes, actually, why Shechiyanu is not recited. The Magen Avraham explains that the minhag is not an expression of avelus, rather we do not want to express thanks for bringing us to a tragic time. And therefore, according to this approach, since Hatova Meitiv does not express that sentiment, there's no reason to refrain from its recitation during the 3 weeks, because the Shechiyanu is saying we are thanking Hashem for bringing us to a certain time. The Halachas Ketanos, who actually points out, says you should refrain from Hatova Meitiv during the 3 weeks, he seems to understand that it is an expression of avelus, and therefore there is no difference between Shechiyanu and Hatova Meitiv. Check out the Sefer Nechemes Yisrael, Perek Gimel there, Sif Yud, and the Ha'aras there, Ayin and Ayin Beis, 70-72 there. Okay, continue weiter. Sif Katan Tzadi Tes, Al Pri O Al Malbush, Umemela, he says, Lo Yochal Ha'Pri, Lo Yilbash Ha'Beget. And therefore, based on this minug, you can't wear such a beged, and you can't go ahead and eat such a fruit because it's going to generate the shechianu. The kasu achronim, the isha muberes, muteres lechol pri below shechianu, the shema tisave the yigrom nezek la levlad. Achronim write that a pregnant woman can go ahead and eat a fruit without a shechianu. Okay, now they explain it's a whole to do. Why she's okay? She's allowed not to say Shechianu. Pronim explain it. But anyway, the reason for being able to eat it and not say Shechianu is maybe she will have a taiva, and refraining will cause a nezek to the vlad. V'chein chola gam kein mutter, and a chola also is permitted to eat it. Sheha peros poschen lo tava so lechol dvarim tovim. The peros go ahead and open up for him a taiva to eat these things. V'makom choli lo kablinan alon, and in a place of choli, we're not makabel such a thing. Not to say, not to eat these things that would ordinarily generate a shechianu. Okay, again, it sounds again that the person would not have to make a shechianu in such a situation. Okay, so now we say as follows: V'lo yachmitz hamitzah. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf says V'lo yachmitz hamitzvah. You should not go ahead and hold off on the mitzvah of pidyon haben, obviously, o habracha, kevan shigiyaz mana, nor the bracha of shechianu that you say at the pidyon haben, because the time has come. Yafal gav the gesheroa pri chadash. And even though when you see a pri chadash and you don't make a shechianu, you are holding off of the bracha, mikomakom, kevan shenagu, lahamtin, ad shas achila, lo mikri machmitz hamitzvah. Since the minhag is to hold off and not eat it, it's not considered being machmitz the mitzvah of saying a shechianu. Okay? Let's move weiter. Kuf Aleph. The Ramayat said, V'chein b'pri shelo yimsa achar tishabav mutter levarech ula'achloi bein ha'mitzarim, that a fruit that will no longer be available at tishabav, he's permitted to recite the bracha and eat it during bein ha'mitzarim. It says, U'mayri shelo yachol l'shmor ha'pri ad Shabbos. Talking about where he can't keep such a pri until Shabbos, because if he can keep it until Shabbos, then he would eat it on Shabbos and make a shechianu. Kigon gudgonios, ketanois, like little cherries. Dilav vachi ikachu b'chol, otherwise take it during the week. The yishmirena ad Shabbos, and hold it for Shabbos. Okay, let's move weiter. Sif yudchef. Sarich lizayr miyudzayin b'tamuz. Ad Tisha B'av, shelo leilech yichida yichidi me'arba shos ateisha shos. Person has to be careful, starting with Shavasar B'tamuz, not to walk alone from the fourth hour until the ninth hour, mishum shebehem ketev meriri sholeit, because dangerous forces are present at that time. Lo yaku al talmidim b'yamim ahem, and one should not strike his students during these days. Sifkat and kuf beis me arba shos at teisha shos. Hainu misof arba shos ad sof teisha, meaning from the end of the fourth hour of the day until the end of the ninth hour of the day. This is based on a medrash rabba, and it's basically telling us that these are dangerous times, and continues weiter in the Mishnah Brura. V'chein izaru b'yamim elu shelo leilech bein chama letzel. He says also that person careful during this time not to walk bein chama letzel, bein the heat into the shade. Sivkot and kuf gimel v'lo yaku atalmidim, and one should not go ahead and strike his talmidim. The Farish b'midrash da'afilu b'ritzua. Medrash says even b'ritzua yesh izaher. Even with a strap, one should not hit during this time, not only with one's hand. Uvekavanas hari kasav sheyisava b'yamim ahem achar chatzi hayom yivke kemo chatzi shah. The hari, the kavanas hari, says person should be mourning during these days of Shiva Sabbatamas after midday, and you should be Yivke, kemo chatzi shah, cry like a chatzi shah, ad kan.